There's an eerie sense of déjà vu in the U.S. city of Minneapolis. Once again, spontaneous protests are breaking out over the death of one of its residents at the hands of a law enforcement officer. Once again, their name has become a rallying cry. This time, it's Renee Nicole Good, shot dead by an officer from ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. The 37-year-old mother of a young child died less than a mile from where in 2020, George Floyd was murdered by a police officer who knelt on his neck as he said, "I can't breathe." The circumstances leading to the fatal shooting of Ms. Good are under investigation, but are already the subject of a bitter dispute between the Trump administration and the Democratic-led state of Minnesota. Madeline Lohman is Director for Advocacy and Outreach at the Advocates for Human Rights in Minneapolis. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Madeline Lohman, tell me, first of all, what is the latest regarding the situation on the streets of Minnesota?
So we're still seeing people gathering to protest what happened yesterday. There was a protest this morning at the federal building where the Department of Homeland Security has been staging a lot of its agents, and chemical irritants were deployed. People were pushed back by law enforcement agents, but in the end dispersed peacefully, and there were no serious injuries as far as I'm aware.
And what do we know about Renee Nicole Good, the woman who was shot dead?
We don't know a lot at this point. We're hearing a couple different things. One is that she may have been someone who was participating in some of the neighborhood groups that are watching ICE agents, but there's been other suggestions that she, in fact, was just a woman in the wrong place at the wrong time, not politically engaged, and was trying to leave the scene at the time that she was killed.
Now, differing narratives about what happened emerged almost immediately after the incident. We've got President Trump and his Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, claiming that Ms. Good had attempted to run over an ICE agent with her car. That's been strongly disputed by local officials there in Minneapolis, including the mayor. We've just heard the Vice President, J.D. Vance, at a White House press briefing lash out at Minnesota's governor and the media over the incident. What's your read of what eyewitnesses are saying?
So eyewitnesses and the video evidence seems pretty consistent that Renee Good was not attempting to run over the agent. She's not accelerating particularly quickly. She is trying to leave the scene. The agent has sort of run around to the front of her car and put himself in a position in which he is at risk. There is not evidence that she was attempting to harm him, as far as I can see. That's what the eyewitness accounts in the videos seem to be pretty consistent.
There is one video, isn't there, that apparently possibly shows some contact between the car and the officer. Do you think it's that footage that's fueling this bitter dispute about what happened?
No, I think the bitter dispute is being fueled because the Trump administration has a political agenda in which they want to characterize their opponents as terrorists or as people who are, acting inappropriately or dangerously, and therefore justify their really extreme and dangerous use of force that they're deploying here in Minneapolis. So I don't think that they're actually making any of these claims based on evidence. They're making these claims based on a political priority.
Now, J.D. Vance, the vice president, is certainly not trying to bring down the temperature. At that White House briefing, he said this was classic terrorism. He said Ms. Good had been brainwashed by left-wing ideology. At the same time, we've got the Democratic governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, saying, "I feel your anger. I'm angry. They want a show. We can't give it to them. And the way we do that is using violence." How much do you think people will heed those words from Governor Walz?
From what I've seen so far, the people who are out on the streets who are protesting this action are engaging in nonviolent response and not attempting to, you know, engage in property damage or physical, you know, serious physical assaults on federal agents. Federal agents, you know, might start shoving them, and that might lead to some pushing back and forth, but nothing that would be anywhere remotely near terrorism or violent response. So I think that one of the lessons learned in the aftermath of George Floyd is that protesters, demonstrators should have pretty strict understanding of how to stay nonviolent. They should be aware if someone's there trying to provoke them. And I think that we're hopefully going to see that maintain over the next several days.
What do you make then of Tim Walz's claims that Washington wants to show that this is exactly what they want, to provoke unrest?
I agree with him. I think we've seen that this is what they're attempting to do all over the country. Minneapolis is not the first place that they've deployed individuals to do these very extreme enforcement operations. It's clear that there are de-escalatory ways to handle these situations, and they always choose the more aggressive, the more confrontational way. And so I do think they want to be able to say the city is out of control. We need to send more law enforcement. We need to send, you know, the military in order to maintain calm. And so I agree with Governor Walz that people should not take that bait.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with Madeline Lohman from the group Advocates for Human Rights about the situation following the fatal shooting of a woman in Minneapolis by an ICE agent. Now, this comes amid a major immigration crackdown there. 2,000 additional federal agents deployed to the area in recent weeks. And the president appears very focused on the Somali community. Give us a sense of what these operations have looked like up until now.
They are going to places where immigrants congregate, or actually it's not even immigrants. Most Somali people in Minnesota are, in fact, U.S. citizens. So they're going to places where ethnic communities congregate, and they're wholesale sort of just taking people off the street. They went to a high school immediately after the shooting yesterday and grabbed staff members as students were being dismissed. So it's very much indiscriminate attempts, and the people that they're grabbing are not necessarily even in the country without permission. We've seen cases where they've detained U.S. citizens. So it's very much a very aggressive, indiscriminate enforcement operation that's intimidated a lot of people into not wanting to even leave their houses. The school, Minneapolis Public Schools, today canceled class because after the raid at the high school, they felt that it was unsafe for children and for families to be out on the streets, potentially exposed to these enforcement operations.
Very tense situation indeed. Madeline Lohman, thank you so much for taking time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.